Coach, are there things that you do? Obviously, when you go zone, it's hard to rebound because not everybody has a specific man. There are drills that you'd work on if you decide maybe we're going to zone this team. How do you rebound out of that?
Well, that's a good question, and it's interesting. You don't have, of course, in zone, you don't have a single person to box out as a responsibility, but we then shift it to an area where you got to go and get the first person, and then we play the next man over. You got to get the next man over. So basically, the wings, the two wings on the low will guard, will box out who's ever in those areas, and the middle man will take the middle, and the guards will get in those two gaps between the center and the wing on one side, and that's the way you just try to teach. That's the best you can do, and certainly their offense will put us in a situation, for example, where Alex may have to sink down and try to box out a big kid, but in that case, we just tell him to try to shove him under the basket or deflect it or just be a nuisance for that kind of guy if we get put into a big mismatch. But again, that would be our biggest concern of either one of our defenses is can we rebound out of this? And the answer has to be yes. We have to because we're playing Southern Indiana and they're a lot bigger than us.
Coach, you play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, and we heard Coach Pearson talking about finding ways to get the guys at their peak performance ability for a game. So with the rest of this week, with the travel, how do you do that, and what is the game plan?
Well, we weren't able to do it yesterday because we didn't meet as a team, but we're going to get those guys for the next couple nights going to bed, trying to go to bed a little bit earlier and getting up. I mean, we have a shoot around at 7 a.m. this year. Now, it's a little unique situation this year with Drury hosting both the men and the women. So on Thursday, we're not going to be able to even get into that gym because they're going to be playing all of their quarterfinal games into the gym that we're playing on, because all the women's games will be going on Friday. So they will be practicing in there Thursday. We're going to be practicing in an auxiliary gym, and then this will happen on Friday while those games are going on. And then Saturday, we're going to have 25 minutes in the gym that we're going to play in. That's it. And that shoot-around is at 7 o'clock in the morning. So we have to try to do a little bit of adjusting in regards to your question, that we're going to have to get them up and so that it's just not the day of the game and shock them. So we'll have a couple days of that, trying to get them up and get them moving and get them a little adjusted to that. It clearly will be a difference for your body, and that's why we're practicing at 1 o'clock now, so that we can, get them up, get them going, and the game. We're gonna be practicing at the time that we're gonna be playing a game. So we're gonna try to get into them a little bit right at 1 o'clock during practice, so that after warm up, of course, so that they will know that their bodies will have to perform at that time. But you got to change the clock there for them a little bit, because they are not night games, and then you turn around, and the disadvantage is you're trying to shock them right now. But the advantage is if you win, you have a bigger rest than anybody else.
So
on the Sunday.
So Alex, how are you feeling about the 7 o'clock? Short shoot around on Saturday morning?
I mean, whatever. I don't know.
He does radio shows.
The thing of that is, in the 7 o'clock shoot around, it's only 25 minutes. That's the bad part. So everybody's probably saying, "Well, we got to get up at 7 o'clock for 25 minutes." The answer is yes. We got to get comfortable with our surroundings, and a lot of coaches would opt to sleep through that. We're not one of them, because I do really believe that getting adjusted to your surroundings is critical, especially in the aspect of shooting. And we happen to have quite a few good shooters, and I want them to get on that floor, and I want them to. That's all we'll do, is step in and we'll shoot. That's all we're going to do for that time. We will have to, walk through Southern Indiana at a different location or in the motel, and I want our guys comfortable with that, because we don't get a lot of time, prior to the game, with the exception of just getting their bodies warmed up to play. So these guys will adapt to that, and you know, Alex certainly doesn't care, and he's low keyed about it right now. But when it rolls around to Saturday morning, those guys are going to be ready to play.
Does that make the warm ups before the game on Saturday afternoon even more crucial too, to make that more productive?
Well, it is. I mean, I think you got to approach it, you know, like it's, you know, we're not in the comfortable confines of the SDC gym, and you know, I mean, I think it's the athlete. It's our responsibility to tell them that, you know, this is the only chance you get. You got to, you know, get as comfortable as you can with these surroundings. And you know, sometimes it doesn't bother shooters. They can walk in cold and go 8 for 10. I wish that were the case all the time. I don't believe that's the case. So I think you got to play the odds and just say, hey, get comfortable with, as comfortable as anybody can get, because everybody's got the same amount of time. You know, go get after it, and let's make this thing happen.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a great game. Game time is 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Southern Indiana is the foe for the Michigan Tech men's basketball team as they head to the NCAA Regionals. And have a safe trip down there, Coach, and keep it going.
Thanks. It'd be awesome. It's a great honor to be in this. It's a great honor to represent the GLIAC and our, more importantly, and our university. And we're fired up to have the chance. Thanks.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More with Alex Cooley when we come back.